It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today is the day we read from your letters. First, a correction from Michael Beale, who teaches radio and television at Morehead State University in Kentucky. He writes, Walter Cronkite seriously erred when he stated that both NBC and CBS cut away to their studios and their reporters following President Roosevelt's Declaration of War address, and that only Mutual continued to broadcast the debate from the House of Representatives. Cronkite's own future network, CBS, also broadcast that debate. In fact, CBS's broadcast of the debate was done without as many commentator interruptions and is therefore a much more complete record of the event.
Quite a few letters came in on our story about new music in church services. Ron Neely of Ashland, Missouri, didn't like it. He says, as a faithful listener to your program for more than 20 years, I must say that Linda Wertheimer's segment on Christian bubblegum music was uncontestably the most tasteless waste of airtime I have ever heard on NPR. Please stick to what you do best and leave this sort of programming to the Pat Robertsons of the world. It just can't have been that slow a news day.
Tony Jones of Rock Hill, South Carolina, describes himself as a retired minister and current choir member. While my prejudice is toward a traditional service with classically styled music, he writes, your story helped me appreciate more thoroughly the value of incorporating musical styles that are familiar and comfortable to contemporary worshipers. Yet at the same time, the report made clear the troubling possibility of an endless progression of splinter groups within an individual congregation. At first blush, this seems like a meaningful quest in which people strive to express themselves using the musical idioms most relevant to them, but here's the rub. Congregational worship is, by definition, a corporate experience. When fellow church members are not worshiping together, something precious is lost. After all, Christ's goal was to demolish walls and join all people together.
And this from Bill Metch of Brookfield, Wisconsin. He writes, I am relieved to know that you have finally discovered where I live. Would you believe that while you and those you interviewed were playing some of the newer contemporary worship songs, I knew all the lyrics and was singing the tenor harmony parts as I drove? Your questions to the interviewees got to the heart of the matter of the heart, that of the worshiper and the God they worship. Thank you for getting around to one of the things I never expected you would consider, the everyday life of the middle-class white evangelical Christian.
And finally, Christmas memories brought back by our imaginary DVD version of New York City's Christmas tradition, the televised Yule Log. Those of us who grew up in New York apartments in the 60s have fond memories of opening our presents by the crackling fire of the TV set. Of course, we also thought Santa came down the fire escape to deliver those presents. My first thought of hearing of its return was to call my brother in New York and ask him to videotape it for me. That way, my 5-year-old son can continue the tradition here in sunny Southern California. That's from Christine Eubanks in Brea, California.
Thanks to all for writing. The address is Letters, All Things Considered, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or by email, it's atc@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and how you say your name.